Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Doggone it, we're rolling. Hey, it's the Get Up Show here with the Simon Says Podcast number 54. Car 54, oh, where are you?
Right.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody. We appreciate you listening to this thing as often as you can, and be sure that you subscribe and like it and recommend it to your friends and stir it up in your milk because it's good for you. Give you strong bones.
And we have one of those powder bubbles that blows up in your face.
Those are the best in the chocolate quick when you get one of those.
Yeah, they tickle. They tickle a little bit, let you know you're alive. So I told you guys I signed up for the wish.com. And that was, let me see, how many apps is that? Because I was the guy with no apps and nobody believed that.
And then you sign up for that one, which I can't even fathom.
I've got the COVID thing where you stop COVID. I've got a couple of airlines on here. I've got SoundCloud. I've got my security thing. And I've got Wish. And I've got my safety thing. So Wish, when you see the ads pop up on Facebook, it's the craziest bunch of crap you ever saw.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like, usually, what do you use that for?
Yeah. Well, and that was the thing. A lot of it ended up resulting in Googling it because I'm not sure what end it goes to.
It's true.
There was a lot of that.
Yeah. Like, is this for playing with or is this for...
Have I been bad or good?
Do I wear this?
Is this for the inside or the outside? But anyway, I'm going to tell you right now, Wish is not all stuff that rhymes with rut rugs.
Rut stuff.
It's not.
And there's, everything is not made out of pleather.
No, there's all kinds of interesting things on there. I mean, I bought some awesome N95 masks in all the colors of the rainbow. Of course, that order is still being processed because I'm sure they don't have them.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Doesn't Wish sometimes you think you're getting one thing and it turns out it's like miniature? So are we sure these masks will fit you or maybe they're made for Barbie?
I got no idea. I don't know. They hadn't come yet. But the one thing that did come as ordered was my man girdle. As you guys know, I've had a dream of getting a man girdle for my entire adult life. And it started out with wanting control top pantyhose, honestly.
Yes.
Because I wanted like a giant size control top pantyhose that I could pull all the way up to my underarms and then just walk around confidently.
A Hollywood Joe Namath did it. Why can't you?
I did it at Boy Scout camp, but I wouldn't recommend it.
That was different.
Yeah, not the same. But so my man girdle arrives in the tiniest little envelope, tiniest little pack. And I've got dreams of like, you know, black and white TV Superman, you know, taking off my outer shirt and then just having like rock hard abs under there because of my man girdle. And I open this tiny little plastic pack and it looks like a see-through tank top in there with, and it's like ribbed. It's got like rubber bands in it. And I'm like, this is a man girdle? What in the hell? So I take very uncomfortably, by the way, because I very seldom ever take off my t-shirt. But I took off my t-shirt and I struggle like a mug to put on this man girdle. And I'm stretching and pulling, and my head goes through the armhole the first time, and then it goes through the other armhole the second time. And then I yank it down, and I keep yanking it down. And so the neck hole is so big. It's like that guy in the half-wash shirt who looks very comfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm looking down, and I'm like, does this make any difference? And I'm not sure, so I go look in the long mirror, and I'm like, is this doing what I wanted it to do? And I'm not sure it did. I'm not sure that all my dreams came true as a result of spending $6 on a man girdle from Wish.
Well, Here's the thing. Yeah. If you had just spoken to a woman, you would know that our dreams of what controlling shapewear is going to do and the reality are two completely different things, because the fat has to go somewhere. It's going to squish out the top. It's going to squish out the bottom. Or you're just going to be so extremely uncomfortable, you'll last an hour before you take that thing off.
I also think you get what you pay for, bro. You got it for $6 off a Wish.
Well, there's that, too.
I can't imagine that's like the top of the line man girdle.
Yeah, I expected it to be more corsety. I expected it to be a lot more heavy duty. You know, and to really put some work into it, really have some super.
I got one of my back braces you can try that it for sure. When I strap that thing up, it is a hardcore. I got to wear a shirt over it because it does. It gives me a weird, like, rib cage muffin top.
Yeah, but you've sweated in that for a long time. It's got a lot of your DNA in it, bro. I mean, we're close and all.
You can wash it.
It's all right. Just don't do anything with the DNA. Don't clone me for your secret stuff. pin crimes on me.
So then taking the thing off was another adventure.
That's the best part.
I'm shocked you didn't just cut it off. I mean, I think if you only have $6 invested in it and you can't get it off. Because to me, all I pictured when you were describing that experience was that you don't like, I could see you freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get his eye!
Oh, exactly. Were you watching me on the little tiny camera?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
And so I just imagine you like Hulk Hogan ripping out of your shirt like the Hulkamaniac you are.
It won't rip.
Okay. Oh, wait. Then. Listen, we have talked numerous times on the air about whether or not we are too old for TikTok and if we should have our own TikTok channel. Hello, missed opportunity. Why were you not filming this whole thing?
Because I started without my t-shirt on. I'm not going to do that.
No. You fast forward through that part.
We'll blur it out.
We would have had a billion followers. What is wrong with you?
Taking that thing off, it shot across the room like a rubber band, like a slingshot. Exactly. Boing. So I'm going to give it another chance, though. I guess in the right setting, like if I'm wearing a slim fit suit, I'll try it on again. But God,
all right, what's your daughter's number? Because I need her to be ready with TikTok this next time.
Man girdle. I finally did it, and it was a letdown.
Sorry.
It's like,
just don't give up. I mean, I think that you just keep at it, big guy. You just gotta find the right
thing. There's a man girdle out there just for you.
Do you think there's a man girdle for everybody?
I do.
Everybody's got a man girdle out there somewhere.
Are you guys on board with lab-grown meat? They say that this lab-grown meat that the scientists have come up with, they say that it tastes even better than real beef, and that you can control the marbling in it. Like, you know how prime beef has a certain amount of marbling, and that's the best. You can make in the lab prime beef with the perfect amount of marbling, and that it's better than what you get off a cow.
So are we cloning cow cells to make more cow, or are we like, is this completely just created out of thin air?
Are you talking about chemicals and things? Is it still technically meat, or is it beyond meat slash like plant-based? Because I've seen both.
I think all of these, you know, real meat out of the lab start off with a cell. Like the chicken nuggets that they have in Asia now that are lab-grown, they started with a chicken cell, and now they're lab-grown chicken nuggets. And they're supposedly real good, too. But the steaks, I mean, golly, imagine that. Would
Did
you
anybody
do it?
Eat Dolly?
Oh, the sheep?
Did they?
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
No,
okay, so I think maybe if you don't tell me, just like, you know, put the steak in front of me, let me try it, whatever. But if you tell me, I'm going to be freaked out.
I don't know, I see this going wrong. I see this like, I mean, remember, it was just like a couple weeks ago we were talking about the cheek swab, and then you eat your own self?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the human steaks. Hey, well, no, I mean, don't think about it like that. Does that help at all?
That's
Does
all that I can help? Think about.
Yeah,
no.
Have you not met me? My brain immediately goes to, there's going to be a story in the news today. Millions of meat, you know, fake meat recalled because it turned out it was Gary.
No.
Gary used his own cells, and then we all ate Gary.
Or, how do we stop the cells from multiplying? What if they're still multiplying while we're eating them? And then we're like so full of steak we can't walk.
You guys are being ridiculous. That's like, eat me.
Steak won't stop.
But there is the possible scenario where they grow too big for the test tube, and then they all come together, and then the lab-grown steak eats you. There is that.
See?
But it wouldn't have legs, so it would just be a steak. In my mind, it would just be a floppy, already cut steak.
Huh.
I don't feel like it would form into the muscle, like, form into an actual animal.
No.
Like, I feel
it's
like,
opening up a gash that is a mouth, and it's going to eat your head.
I'd try it. But then, like, the next story I saw was they've also now grown lab-grown wood without a tree, so you don't want to get those next to each other.
But then that's how you cook the steak.
This steak doesn't taste very good.
Oh, this is tougher than I thought it was going to be.
So
it tastes kind of piney.
This seems, you know, I understand the idea that at the base of it all is, you know, saving resources and whatnot. But, I mean, at what point is it then all of it? It's like they've been doing it on, like, Star Trek for years. And again, it's like, it's almost like anything space, Star Trek has done it. It's like, they always complain, like, oh, this replicator food, I can't wait till we get to Taurus 3 and we can get some real Gavorkian meat or whatever.
Also, all they tell us is to avoid... all they tell us is to avoid processed food. Well, isn't this the epitome of processed food?
No, it really isn't. No,
it was processed in a lab.
No, processed means it's got a lot of salt and chemicals and additives. This is just meat that's grown differently.
Wait. No, I think there's chemicals and things in there.
Side note, last time I was at Super G, I definitely bought a thing of MSG.
Ooh, it's good.
Yeah, I know. I saw someone use it in a cooking show, and I'm
it's
like,
so good.
And they were arguing that, you know, it's not bad. You were always taught, like, oh, the MSG makes it bad for you.
No.
But I'm super excited to sprinkle some MSG around the world.
It's delicious.
All right.
It does. It makes everything. I'll tell you two things.
Put it on my Gary steaks.
MSG and nutmeg. Always have that in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
You heard it here first.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys hear about the rock and roll? I mean, this has been out for a little bit, but I just noticed something glaring on the list of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I didn't even see they announced. Is this the potentials or is this the actual list?
The 2020 Rock and Roll Fan Poll.
Oh.
Okay.
This is the full list of the 2020 nominees and the number of votes they received in the fan poll. I won't do the number of votes, but I'll just tell you. I'm going to tell you who is on the list, and then I'll tell you who's beating them all.
Okay.
Like, who's big on here? Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
is number 13 on the list. T-Rex is number 12. Nine Inch Nails is number 11.
Okay.
Todd Rundgren is number 10. Todd Rundgren had a lot of great music out back in the day. Y'all don't even know.
I can't even tell you a single song.
You can't?
I don't think. Can I?
See, and that's the thing. Like, I felt like I knew one.
Hello, It's Me.
Yeah.
Can't We Be Friends? What was that other one?
I Raised Steven Tyler's Daughters.
He had a bunch, man. And what was that one that was like a rock anthem? Hold on.
But wait, see, like these are all people, like Notorious B.I.G. already went into the rock.
This is from last year, Maddie. He's reading you an old list, but he's just coming up with some totals he wants to talk about.
Yeah, because...
I was super confused. Now I understand.
Don't be confused.
Like, why are you telling me the past when the future's already happening? What?
Oh, no, it's great. I want to tell you some Todd Rundgren hits, though, first.
Okay.
Because hello, it's me. Mm-hmm. We got to get you a woman. Ooh, I saw the light. That's the one that you know.
The
I saw the light in your eyes.
Tune?
No. No. I saw the light in your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Bang on the drum all day. That's one I couldn't think
that,
of.
I'm sure.
Oh, that guy. he hates work.
Did I say Motorhead? Motorhead, Thin Lizzy, Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest, Soundgarden, Doobie Brothers, Pat Benatar, and number one with 970,280 votes, Dave Matthews Band.
Wow.
Really? See, yeah. I feel like, okay, so here's my thought on that. I feel like the Dave Matthews fans would try to milk the system and get some extra votes in there.
Mm-hmm. You think?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Because the other ones are
Todd Rundgren's fans
shoo-ins.
Doing it. Yeah. Todd Rundgren's fans aren't driving up the fan count on that. They're still trying to figure out how to use the TV on the typewriter.
That's more than twice the number Todd Rundgren had, and it's almost five times the number Biggie had.
But then that was just the... Okay, so this is just the who the fans thought should go in?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Dave Matthews didn't go in, did they? No.
No, not yet.
No.
I still remember... Man, I remember when friends of mine who went to school in the South came back up to New Hampshire, and they had that first album... And with the squint at it and see the hand and the thing and the stuff. And I remember squinting at that album cover for hours. You know those crazy paintings where you look at it long enough?
Yeah.
And if you
blur your
eyes
like
out.
Like the dolphin painting?
All that stuff. Well, that was the very first CD had that. And I remember like just being at parties and trying so hard to see whatever it was.
Really?
Being super happy to find it.
Was that Under the Table and Dreaming, or was there one before that?
There was a first one.
Yeah, there was one before that. Do you know those 3D posters, like that dolphin thing that used to be so popular where you have to stare at it?
Sorry, I can't remember two things, was it?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
I can't see those because I can't see out of that eye. I can only see out of one eye. So.
Yeah, because you don't have the multiple vision or whatever you want to call it. And so, yeah. I will say, though, that a lot of times some of those took me hours. I'd be standing there like everybody would be like, oh, yeah, I see it. I can't see it. And then it'd be like a challenge.
How did you have that kind of time? Like, no, you guys go ahead. I'm going to keep looking at this poster.
The 90s. I had all kinds of time in the 90s.
Calling into work. Hey, I can't come in today. I'm still trying to see the damn dolphin on this poster.
It's cool. I understand. No, they were like cool about things like that. They wanted me to see it too.
It was loose. It was the 90s. Do you guys think Frasier should come back? Now they're talking about a Frasier reboot.
I didn't like Frasier.
Oh, no? I think Frasier's a great show, but I don't know if it's going to hold up.
Hasn't he? He seems like he's been doing a lot of crap recently, too.
I can't tell you what he's been doing. I hadn't seen him in so long. I don't know.
He pops up and, like, it's almost like he's now become, like, the bad guy in a Steven Seagal movie all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you watch more movies than I do.
I'm not even watching. These are just like, hey, check out this. Like, someone the other day, I feel like it was like, hey, look at this. Look at fat Steven Seagal getting ready to do a movie. And then it was like Kelsey Grammer's like the cigar chomping bad guy. Hey, we got to build this oil rig in the middle of this playground. You know,
really?
That's hypothetical. But I mean, I just feel like he's done some crap. And so, I mean, is they doing it with him?
Yeah. The only thing I agree, it was a great show and it was a thinker and it was, I liked it because he was on the radio, of course. It had some inside stuff, but it's not going to be the same without the old man and the dog, man.
That's what I was just about to say. The two best characters have both passed away. So
unless they bring them back in CGI.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I think that needs to be used sparingly. That, to me, that goes back to the creating lab meat. Like, I really don't want to see all the CGI stuff really get too big because I think it really is still terrifying.
Really? I think it's fine. If they can do it well enough that you can't tell, it's just like I've told you a million times. If they came up with a good enough looking hologram, I'd go see Elvis the Hologram in concert tomorrow.
No.
Yeah, but
I think
that gets into some weird stuff. Like, I agree. Like, I would love to see a hologram of a Jimi Hendrix concert, for instance.
Sure.
But at the same time, it has to be, I still think it needs to be done right. Like, it would have to be 100% approved by the family. But then it gets into, like, money-grubbing stuff. And then what if, you know, next thing you know, Jimi Hendrix is selling cars or, you know, he's eating
hey, babies.
Canned peas. I don't know. But so it's like, you know, it, I guess if the old man's family's on board, but still, I feel like, you know, we got to move on. You can't bring him back from the dead.
Just play the reruns of the original one if you're going to do that. I don't.
Just
we got
another dog that looks like the dog.
We cannot bring. No, yeah. It just it's have to be a different dog.
No. It's like, look, you're supposed to keep your kid's hamster alive. And, you know, well, I don't know what happened, but this one looks just like it. Yeah, he got a haircut. Don't worry about it.
And they could even say, you know, this dog will never die.
They're like two or three dogs down the line by now.
That's
what they did it with what? Again, all the dog 90s. Shows did that.
Yeah, Lassie and Benji.
How many Banjis?
Again, it was the 90s.
Banji was bad. He wasn't a good boy. But Rin Tin Tin. There was like a
look
bunch
out,
of Rin Tin
Tins. Banji's back in the trash again. Benji, go do something about your brother, man.
Banji, stop dragging your butt around that carpet. Get out here.
You can't tell me, man. I'm bad. When you're not here, I do things in your bed.
What was that dog's name on Frasier anyway? I can't think of it.
Eddie.
Yes. I knew.
Look, the guy that didn't even like the show knows the dog's name.
Yeah.
Well, hey, how about James Gandolfini's son, Michael, who is playing Tony Soprano in that movie, The Many Saints of Newark?
I think that'll be neat. I mean, I think that could be done well. If he just got the role because of his name, then I don't know. But if he's actually a decent actor, then rock and roll, go for it.
He had to audition. And when he did, this is crazy, when he auditioned, he was born, by the way, when The Sopranos debuted on HBO the same exact year. So he never saw it. He grew up with his dad, James Gandolfini, being Tony Soprano, but never watched it.
Yeah.
So when he went to audition for this role, he then immersed himself in watching The Sopranos from the beginning to end. He said he just went in a dark room and watched his dad. Can you imagine knowing your father in one way and then going and watching hours and hours and hours and hours of your dad in a role that was so different?
That's kind of cool to get to do that. But so then this is like a young Tony Soprano is where we're going with that?
Yeah.
But especially because, you know, what's neat is you would hear interviews about Gandolfini and that he was supposed to be like the sweetest, nicest, most, you know, amazing giving person. And then if that's your dad and that's what you know, like, oh, my dad's, he's a big lovable teddy bear. Yeah. And then you go watch Sopranos.
And
it's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Dad's got a dark side.
Yeah, because right off first episode, I'm going to have to go back and watch The Sopranos again. It's been a long time since I watched that. Me and Big Mo were talking about that the other day because he's rewatching it because he's excited about The Many Saints of Newark coming out, and it's all the way in September, but it looks great. Ray Liotta's in it.
You know, this is like the new thing now is it's like, I almost get more on board with we're going to do a prequel or a post rather than redoing the original. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like they're doing that with Game of Thrones, which I think is interesting because of how badly it ended. But I think they'll do a good job because...
Spoiler.
Okay. That's like saying, did anyone catch the fact that Lost was a crappy ending? But I think it could be cool.
First off, isn't Ray Liotta in every mob movie that ever exists? And two, I still have never watched The Sopranos.
Jeez, you led me down twice today.
I didn't have HBO when it was popular, and I'm just, you know,
I watched
the list.
It at work.
Well, of course
he
did.
Of course he did.
I crushed it. Oh, yeah. That was good. That was one, I hadn't watched it when it was on real time because I didn't have HBO. So I just, it's like, I'm going to do this. So I sat down and blasted through it. The
highly recommend
it.
How many seasons was it?
8 or 9? Yeah. Was it 9? I don't know. But great. Just great. And I hate the ending, but in a way, looking back on it,
that's the only part I know is the ending.
You know, but you know it, but you don't. And it's okay. Yeah. You know?
I think it's hard. I think no matter what, I mean, it's been done right a few times, but it's even harder to end a legendary show. I think ending anything is tough. And so it's like you look at examples of bad endings, like Seinfeld. I'm trying to remember how Cheers ended now. I just remember the big drunk party at the end that they did on
Cheers
TV.
ended pretty well, considering. But I also think that sometimes with series, they plan out the whole story. Like, that's what they said with Friends, is they always knew how it was going to end. And even with all the seasons and how long it went on, if you plan it out like that, but when you just try to keep going and keep getting creative, and then they're like, okay, it's time to wrap it up. They're like, I don't know what to do.
Everybody's dead. It's a snow globe. I forgot about the Newhart one where, you know, he wakes up.
Oh, that was a great ending.
And that's a creative neat. And I think everyone's like, oh, that's so funny.
That was great.
But I also think if you go back to it, they're like, wait a minute. None of these people ever, there were no Larry, Daryl, and Daryl. What are you trying to say? They never existed.
Well, if we're being honest, they make more sense to be in a dream than to be actual people.
That's true. That's kind of true. So have you guys, like Maddie, I think you broke the news to me that you've now undecorated your trees and put your light bulbs away and broke my heart.
Yeah, sorry. Balls are out. I mean, not out.
What do you guys do? I mean, you guys, I've learned over the last, when we were talking about our houses and how messy they are or are not, that you guys are even more meticulous about it than I am. Oh, by the way, I have reclaimed my dining room, and it's no longer a staging / storage area.
Oh,
and I can now use it again. But I undecorated and got Christmas taken down and put back in the bins. But that's as far as I've gotten. And I'm thinking, what is this? It's already February.
It's February.
So, I mean, before too long, it's going to be like, do I just leave that stuff where I can get to it for next Christmas? Or do I finish putting it all the way away?
It's February.
No, it's February. You're still closer to Christmas than you are to the next Christmas. So on this level, you need to put them away. Now, if we get to July and it's still sitting there, then I'm kind of on your side. But
I mean, it's a lot of stuff, and the attic is way up there, man.
That's what you got kid for.
She doesn't do nothing.
Yeah, but you got to get the kid involved, and like,
Maddie, you know, can he borrow your big kid?
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's expensive though. He'll want some sort of snack or a video game.
You know, my kid.
You pay him in Takis, and he'll be happy.
Kid now, she got that haircut, which started out a shag, which was when she first got it. It was straight, and she had this Taylor Swift look about her. And I was like, oh my God, she looks so grown up. Look at her. Oh my God, that's so sweet. And then it started growing out, and I told you she was using hairpins to make it look like a super mullet, like the Tennessee top hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was real mullety. And
like
so
real
now
poofy
it's
on top.
Mm-hmm. And now it's grown out so much that she's not happy with it. So she's taken to wearing trucker hats all the time.
Oh, I bet she's cute as can be.
She's a beautiful little 13-year-old girl. She could, I mean, I'm not encouraging this, but I think if she cleaned up her act and was made up, she could be cover girl. You know, she could be a model. But she's turned herself into a boy with her trucker hat and her mullet and her ripped up jeans and her oversized t-shirts and stuff. And she has absolutely no interest in doing anything about it.
Listen to me. Be happy that she's going that route instead of the opposite, where she's trying to wear like skimpy little shirts and too sexy. She's only 13. I would much rather her be wearing clothes that are too big for her and not playing it up than going the other direction, which she easily could be doing.
I could best describe my kid's style as like semi-goth, but not. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Again, you know, like there's times when I'm like, God, you know, why don't you wear a dress? And then I realized like,
you're prettier than that.
Yeah. But then I realized like, first of all, I don't care. You do whatever makes you happy because I just, after the arguments I would have with my parents, I realized how little it matters. As long as you don't wear something that really is awful. Like I think once I told her like, okay, you can't wear that shirt out of the house because it was some sort of like invite. It was very inappropriate
Okay.
for an office setting where she was going. But my point is that like I'm glad then when I see what other kids or girl, like young girls are doing on the internet, I'm like, oh God, I'm so glad. Like, I'm so glad you're not, you know, in booty shorts.
Oh yeah. You know, or that would be awful. I'd freak out.
Tiny little crop tops and
oh God. And I'm like, you know what? I'm glad. So, I mean, be glad that your girl looks like, you know, she loves her tractor.
She does. She does. And her tractor's not sexy, and I'm glad of that, too. But, oh, and she's on the doll thing, you know, and that's top secret. This is so crazy, man, because she's into those dolls, those reborns and stuff.
Yeah.
And now she's painted, like, her fourth one, and she's about to start a business where people are asking her, hey, will you do one for me? And and they pay for the kit and send her the kit and the body, and she paints it and stuffs it and weights it. There's a whole thing. And then she sends it back and charges them a certain amount of money for doing all that. But her thing is now she can't be seen with it. Like even going from the car to the house, she'll put it like in a duffel bag, or she'll wait until a car goes by to unload it out of the car. She doesn't want anybody to see them.
Because she doesn't want her friends to think she plays with dolls?
She says it's part of the fun for it to be in secret.
Okay, she needs to be careful, because what it could end up happening looking like is, why is this girl smuggling babies into this house in a duffel bag?
Jeez.
I mean, they're real.
Especially the ones that look really real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you'd be very careful. Like, hello, 911. Yeah, I think I saw this little girl with a mullet putting babies in a duffel bag.
But she's got one now that she just made, and it's like, it looks like a four-year-old. It's huge, and she rooted red hair, long red hair, and it put green eyes in it. And then she's like sitting it next to her at dinner, and I look over, and every time
creepy.
I look, oh my God, every time I look over, I go, ah! And I'm not doing it on purpose. Every time I look, it freaks me out.
Okay, look, my best friend was going to get one of those little babies for her daughter for Christmas, and she sent me the picture of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can't buy that. That's a real baby. You must send that back to its parents. It looks so real.
Yeah.
And then she ended up with something that wasn't even close to what she ordered. But the picture of the one she thought she was getting was a newborn baby. I don't care what anybody says.
As long as daddy doesn't get into his new addiction of, hey, look at lifelike mommies that daddy's bringing into the house and duffel bag.
You know, they're way too expensive, bro.
Hey, honey, while you're painting your dolls, could you touch up mommy's makeup?
You know, that might be Sean's perfect girlfriend.
Yeah, when you're tired of her, you put her in the closet.
She doesn't talk too much. You can watch whatever you want to on TV.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
But if you want her to pet your hair, you got to move her arm.
You can put it on a string and a little pulley, and it'll be like...
Put it on a fan so that it just slaps it around, and it's like it's patting you.
But it's like $2,000 for the starter one.
Oh, yeah, anyway.
Spend more than that on a real woman.
You got to start somewhere.
So, do we care about the Super Bowl? I mean, you know, you guys know that I don't. I mean, I'll probably get some form of a hot wing and have around.
Oh, I'm doing wings and like homemade hot fry or hot chips and stuff like that. But
okay, good.
I'll watch just because I love to watch. Like, I really
your
like,
sweet,
I love football.
Sweet boyfriend,
you watch
Tom
your
Brady.
Boyfriend.
And look, that aside, I like playoff football because that's when it really is do or die. And it's like whether or not they, you know, it finally the games really actually matter. Kind of.
But
thing.
I'm going to tell you, he is good looking. I saw him doing an interview the other day and I didn't know who it was they were talking to for a minute. I was like, geez, he's pretty. Look at that guy.
Wait, before I forget, speaking of which, both of my children have got onto Nextdoor, and they were in the back of the car yesterday, and they go, they're reading each other Nextdoor headlines, and one of them was, is Tom Brady cute, yes or no?
That was on Nextdoor?
Yes.
The burning issues on Nextdoor.
Yeah, it was real weird.
Well, what was the answer?
I believe most people were saying no, but I think that's just because they're haters, because Tom Brady is clearly handsome.
Is it strange that I don't think Tom Brady is masculine enough?
Well, he's pretty, you know, and I worry about him being...
It's like his mannerisms. He's not... Like, I want him to be tougher. He's a football quarterback. He should be tougher. He's very good looking. Yeah. I just... He's kind of... I want to poke him, and I feel like he'll fall over.
Well, he's been doing this for so long, and he's getting to be the old man of the game. And
which, by the way, doesn't it always make you laugh? I remember years ago, a buddy of mine. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost the other. We lost the other. Hey, now.
Oh, she'll be back.
Years ago, a buddy of mine, he was joking about the fact that he was the same age as Emmett. Emmett Smith. Uh-huh. And he was like, wow, we really have similar career paths. And then it was also the idea of, like, you know, everyone talking about Brady being old. Meanwhile, you know, he's younger than all of us.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is he younger than us?
Yeah, he's only 43.
Jesus. And they talk about him being an old man. He's a youngster.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, he's football old. I mean, that's the thing. You get football old real quick.
All right. So do you invite her back, or does she just pop back in? I don't know how this technical stuff works. I've never run this thing.
I don't know.
We've lost Charlie.
We've never lost Charlie in the middle of a podcast. We've lost her in the show sometimes, but let's see. Charlie.
Try and get her back before we say goodbye, because we're about to be out of time anyway. So we're coming up on a Bet You Won't Play It Friday and Valentine's Day, which we're going to do a whole bunch of love songs. I've gone through our library of 10,000 or so songs to find the best love songs ever made, and some that aren't that good but are still love songs.
Now, how many times have you played Muskrat Love?
I hadn't gotten to that one yet. Ooh, did I skip it? I did find Love Will Keep Us Together.
That's
but I didn't see Muskrat Love. I wonder if I did something to that one.
Is Love Is Like Oxygen, is that the name of a song or a band?
That's by Sweet. How could you ask me that? Love Is Like Oxygen is by Sweet. It's a great song. San Francisco band, I believe. Is she coming back? Anyway, so if you have a favorite love song, we're going to do a whole weekend worth of those next week. We do Bet You Won't Play It Friday every single Friday, where we play listener requests, and you're invited to email us at the website, 987simon.com, or you can call our phone if you are inclined to make phone calls at 336-373-0987 anytime. We love playing requests. We love hearing from you.
Are you going to mix any of the anti-love songs in there, too, to balance it out?
No, I don't like anti-love songs. I'm too much of a lovey-dovey kind of guy. You know that.
You're not going to play Ugly Kid Joe?
No, I hate that song. Isn't that ironic? There she is. She's back. We're just about to wrap it up, so let's get a final thought from Charlie real quick.
Internet's amazing. It's my favorite.
Isn't it your baby?
Yep.
We were talking about lovey-dovey songs. We're doing a whole weekend of love songs for Valentine's Day, and I was inviting people to call, and Maddie suggested playing anti-love songs, and I told him he was stupid and ugly.
That's what alternative rock does. Come on,
dude. Man.
Oh, sorry,
man. Done that.
Hey, it's me, Monkey Farts. We're going to play some anti-love songs.
We hate Valentine's Day.
But now I feel bad that I said you were stupid and ugly. I made myself sad.
Well, good. I hope you just wallow around in that sorrow.
See, as soon as you said we're playing love songs, all I could think of, some people say they've had enough of silly love songs.
Now we got to pay Paul McCartney. Good job. All right, Maddie, final thought.
Sorry, Paul.
Stay tuned. In the fall, it's a brand new hit show featuring Banji.
Hey, that's not your bone. That's my bone.
Check it out, guys. I stole his cigarettes again. Smoking dog. Am I right?
Hey, thanks a lot, everybody. Wolf. Call us if you want to. Email us. Click a like. Subscribe. Do the things that you're supposed to do or you want to do. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Bye, kids.
Bye.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.